Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Questions abound regarding Tesla terrorism, the Signal scandal, Tim Walz's grand tour, and Bernie and AOC trying to make socialism great again? And we've got the answers to all those conundrums on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
We're going to get to the breaking news coming up at the top of the next hour. In the meantime, a Florida man set his own camper on fire and punched a dog during his arrest.
Oh, boy.
You guys know how I feel about punching dogs, right? Mm-hmm. Shane Brown of Bartow, Florida, doesn't know when to quit. Motor Biscuit says, you know, he could have gotten a simple warning and he would have just had some charges. Now he's, oh, boy. Polk County Sheriff's Office responded to a call Thursday, 4 p.m. This was last week. It was a domestic violence call. They showed up. The camper in which he lives, they found him still trying to beat a woman with what was described as a metal pole, while also yelling that he was going to beat her to death with a metal pole. When police officers approached, he disappeared into the trailer. Then he refused to come out. He escalated the situation. He threw things around in the trailer, including a 5-gallon propane tank. Then he set the whole thing on fire. At that point, they had to get him out because he's going to burn himself. They got him out. And then after he got out, he began punching the canine officer. Oh, man. I'm going to tell you something. Let me calm down for a minute. Punching the canine, the good boy. He's punching the good boy. So, oh my God, I can't even list all the charges. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 9, 10 charges. And he's got a rap sheet, as you can imagine. So he's going into custody. I mean, if you got a bad day, you know, maybe like take a breather. Don't try to burn down your camper and then punch a dog. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that at all. And then lastly, a Florida man going 100 miles per hour in a school zone just about near hit a school bus flying down red pickup truck. Stephen Hamlet, 39. What?
100?
100, as my grandfather would say. 100. H-A-U-N-A-R-D. 100. And he almost hit a bus with kids in it. And they had to chase him down, but they did book him in Collier County Jail. Your body is a powerhouse. It heals, it builds, it keeps you moving. But as you age, those natural processes slow down. And that's where Ancient Nutrition's collagen comes in. It's like backup power for your body. It helps you stay strong, radiant, and ready for anything. Ancient Nutrition blends ancient wisdom with modern science to create high-quality supplements. And their multi-collagen advanced lean features 10 types of collagen from real food-based sources. It's powered by clinically studied ingredients that support fat loss, healthy weight management, and lean muscle building. You'll love it because it can reduce your joint discomfort, boost your skin, your hair, and nails, and plus, you'll love how it tastes and how easily it fits into your daily routine. Collagen is real and it works, and Ancient Nutrition's Multi-Collagen Advanced Lean has you covered. Look and feel your best starting today. Right now, Ancient Nutrition is offering you 25% off your first order. Just visit ancientnutrition.com/Dana, promo code Dana. That's ancientnutrition.com/Dana, code Dana for 25% off your first order.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Elon's not cutting Medicare, just the billions in waste of it.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
As the left freaks out claiming Elon Musk is going to cut Medicare, remember during Obamacare when health insurers got double paid by Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of patients and our government didn't check?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
in the case of the track stabbing that happened in Frisco, Texas, of all places. We've been covering this story for quite some time. The family, so Austin Metcalf's father, and Austin Metcalf was the young man who was murdered. He was killed by Carmelo Anthony. And this, they had a press conference, and the attorney for the family was present. I think that's his mother at the press conference as well. The attorney, Dominique Alexander, they were having this press conference. Apparently, Austin Metcalf's father attended, and they forced him to leave. And the family and the speaker here is Dominique Alexander. They open the press conference like this. Listen.
The father being at this press conference, these are my words. Don't quote anybody. Is a disrespect to the dignity of his son. Next Generation Action Network from the beginning has respected the loss of life. No matter our opinion of it, we have kept our opinion close.
Oh, you're so
We have not attacked. We have not shared
you have no
the information that was shared with us about Austin Metcalf. Because
Seriously. We can't even say his
respect
name right.
The dignity of life.
Metcalf, really?
The father being at
That's
this
just
press
unbelievable.
Conference. These
unbelievable.
Are my words.
Oh, they're such good people because they're keeping their opinions about their son stabbing another teenager to death private. No one gives a rat's ass about your opinions. Your kid stabbed someone else to death, brought a knife to school after he was previously suspended for repeatedly bringing a knife to school and posing with apparently some of the photos running around. He's posing with guns and all this stuff. Oh, he's such an honor. He's just right after just a little church mouse. And then the family gets up there and acts like, oh, well, we're doing something real nice here because we're keeping our opinions. I'll tell you my opinions. I think that you're trash if your kid's taking a knife to school and you're doing nothing to stop it and he's been suspended after repeatedly taking a knife to school. Don't stand there like your mother of the year and act like you deserve all this, all of the back pats and the hugs and the prayers and the tears. You deserve prayer. You need prayer to be a better mother. You need prayer to be a better parent. Because I guarantee you, if one of my kids had been taking a knife to school, I would have beaten his ass so bad that they would have probably had CFS intervene. Unbelievable. Acting like you're the victims. Your kid stabbed somebody to death because he got mad that he was asked to leave a tent. He's a thug. Thugs bring knives to school repeatedly. And y'all are making this a race issue. This wasn't a race issue until after it happened. And then everybody else... In order, the only way that they could probably, the only way they saw that they could defend Carmelo Anthony was trying to make it a race issue. We don't need any more Al Sharpton activities here. We don't need that Al Sharpton mess in Texas. That's unbelievable. Had to have a GoFundMe. Kyle Rittenhouse couldn't have a GoFundMe, but Carmelo Anthony can because it's different. This is where racial privilege comes into play. Racial privilege had nothing to do. I don't think it was a race issue. I don't think it was a race issue, him stabbing this other young man to death. I don't believe it was a racial issue. I think he was an undisciplined young man who chose to act like a thug and irrevocably wreck his life. But I think everybody after, oh, hell yes, indisputably. Indisputably, they're making it a race issue. I mean, he gets to walk. I've never even seen anybody... Who gets to, you're up on a murder charge and you just get to walk? I don't know. It's weird to me. And then him, and I got to tell you, Austin Metcalf's dad, he didn't make a scene or anything there, Kane. Nope. From what I was looking on social, he didn't make a scene.
Nope.
He just showed up. Why couldn't he show up? He's allowed to show up at the press conference of the family whose kid killed his. He's allowed to pretty much do anything he wants, in my opinion. And he has been, you want to talk about somebody who had a right to share opinions and who didn't? Austin Metcalf's dad had already said that he forgave Carmelo Anthony. Now, I told you this the other day. That is a faith that is mature. I am not as mature as that man is in my faith. I will freely admit it. That man's a walking lesson this Holy Week. A walking lesson. He is not combative. He has been nothing but grace personified. It's supernatural. I'm going to be honest with you. It is a grace that is supernatural. His words that he has said after this have been soothing, calming, to the point where other people, on the right even, have gone after him and questioned whether or not he actually loved his son, because unlike him, they would have been out there raising hell. Now, I get it. People are upset. They want justice for Austin Metcalf. The dad, I think, like I said, it is a faith that is mature beyond what mine is. But I think that you should still draw example from it. So for these people to act like they're the ones restraining themselves, sit the hell down. You don't know restraint until you look into the eyes of Mr. Metcalf, a man whose son held his twin brother as he bled to death after he was stabbed by your thug kid. Now see, and Kane makes a great point. They can't have Austin Metcalf's dad there. Why? Because they want to be the victims. They can't have Austin Metcalf's dad there because that is actually a victim. No. They can't be the victims if the real victim is sharing the press conference with them. They want a monopoly on the victimhood. They want to be able to say justice for Carmelo Anthony when justice, I don't know, I think the kid should be dragged personally. I think their book throw at him, whatever euphemism you want to lock him up, throw him behind bars. He's a danger to society. He's a menace, bringing a knife to school repeatedly. And then you provoke, according to all the other witnesses, he provoked the other people in that tent, said, try me, gesture toward his back. He wanted to use that knife, in my opinion. He wanted to use that knife. He was looking for a fight. He was the antagonist. He's not the victim. The justice for him is death penalty, I think. But he's ineligible because he's 17. His age has saved him by a year. No, they couldn't have his dad there because his dad's the real victim. That twin, I want that, who's this idiot? Can't even say Metcalf. I mean, for crying out loud, take the rocks out of your mouth and then talk again. Why don't you look into the eyes of Austin Metcalf's twin brother who had to watch the life force leave his twin? He shared a womb with him. Watched him bleed out, turn pale, grow cold. Stop breathing, eyes glazed open. And you tell him that you're really the victim. Our partners that help bring you this program, a Florida company, Kel-Tec, which is one of the best companies out there. I love Kel-Tec. The PR-57, it's a rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. It's brand new. I've got mine. It is amazing. This thing, it's so lightweight. I love 5.7s, and I've always wanted to carry a 5.7, but I have a more diminutive frame, being that I am a female. And I have some girlfriends that are, you know, they say the same thing. This is a 5.7 we can actually conceal carry, and I'm not even joking. I don't need to wear, like, tons of baggy stuff. How did they make this happen? What did George Kellgren do to do this? Well, first off, it's a rotary barrel. It's incredibly innovative, and it makes it the lightest 5.7 on the market, 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7, in fact. Unique top-loading design replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile in a 20-plus-1 capacity. MSRP, folks, is only $399, so this is just ridiculously affordable. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy, and just the easiest, quickest field strip out there. It's first of its kind from Kel-Tec, the PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So here's a story, Wall Street Journal, how a Supreme Court ruling could weaken Fed independence. Yay! We don't need a centralized independent bank. We don't need anything like that. Good heavens. Why are they obsessed with putting... Oh, because it's easier to control you. That's why. Television could go the way of newspapers if the economy tips into a recession. I think this is kind of interesting. I don't hardly ever watch the television unless it's like news. And even then, that's kind of rare. I just don't. I don't ever watch just basic cable. I don't watch anything that has commercials in it. I feel like, no, you know what? No, I'm not going to watch it. So people are saying that recession, that media and internet companies, they could face a multi-billion dollar hit to ad spending. Well, yeah, because that's the any time that you have economic instability, the first thing, it's not just TV, it's podcasting, it's radio, it's periodicals, magazines, anything like that. Even stuff on Facebook and X, you are going to see a plunge in ad revenue because that is the first thing that companies cut when they're trying to control costs. So it's not just TV. However, the weird situation that TV is in is going to more adversely affect television programming and TV broadcasting than really anything else. It'll also impact radio as well. So that's why it's very important to support our sponsors. But does anybody watch TV? Is it going to be the death knell for TV? I feel like there's like people out there who are going to watch it anyway. I don't know. More Americans believe in God, but not religion, which is actually anti-New Testament. Just so you know, everyone's like, oh, yes, I believe in God and I like church, but I just don't like organized religion. Well, you're actually called to go and fellowship with other believers for a very specific reason. Paul highlights this repeatedly in the New Testament, but I digress. So, yes, if you are coming to faith, yes, you should definitely find a church. And look, no church is perfect, but you're not there to be served. You are there to serve. So adjust your perspective. Apple tells iPhone users to update their devices now after a very extremely sophisticated attack. Golly, it's just going to get more and more, isn't there? More opportunities for hacking. They said it was actually used against specific targeted individuals, but they didn't say anything else. So they're saying download the security patch that fixes the flaw. By the way, here's another U2 album. I kid, they're not going to do that. A Republican bill is aiming to disarm the IRS. Hallelujah. Yes. This is something from Clay Higgins out of Louisiana, Barry Moore out of Alabama, Harriet Hagman out of Wyoming, and Mary Miller out of Illinois. They want to strip the IRS of its guns and ammo, and it's called simply, Why Does the IRS Need Guns Act? Brilliant. All this stuff makes me want to become ungovernable. Can I tell you about this mini Datsun? Can I just have a palate cleanser? I love Datsuns. I've never owned one. And I don't really want to get like a designer dog. We ended up getting French bulldogs a while ago. It was weird how it happened. Long story short, we always had dogs. My youngest son had a very bad experience with a dog, a family member's dog. And he was terrified of dogs. And he threatened to pack up and move to Nana's if we ever got a dog. And so my father-in-law had suggested French bulldogs. If we're trying to, he's like, they're goofy. They're great family dogs. They're not going to. And he has experience with Staffordshire Terriers. They did like AKC stuff and that. So we had like the best, everything that you could have wrong with a French bulldog we had. And I will never have that breed again. And I know Datsuns have their own issue, but my guys, their faces, they look so sweet and they're hysterical. Anyway, so I was thinking of this when I read this story at the New York Post, it's hysterical. So a miniature, what's the difference between a Datsun and a miniature Datsun? They're all tiny. Doesn't make sense. Well, the miniature one you could put in your pocket. So this miniature Datsun that is named Valerie has spent a year and a half lost on a remote island in southern Australia. In Australia, where spiders are as big as your face. And all the meanest animals live there. This little miniature Datsun has spent a year and a half lost on a remote island and has been evading capture. Rescuers are closing in, but they keep taking pictures of her in the wild. They said, we've seen her. We got cameras in place. She looks real healthy. We're just trying to get her, you know. But her owners, this is what gets me. Her owners are like, but she's not a survivalist. Her owner, Georgia Gardner, 24, such a Gen Zer. She says, it's just unbelievable. She survived a year and a half out here in the wild. She's not a survivalist. She's a princess. She rides in a car seat and wears only the color pink. She totally does not like being away from me at all. I'm reading this. She doesn't like being away from me at all. It's just crazy to think she's been out there this long, surviving off instincts and probably eating roadkill and drinking water from dams. That's what she said. I am dead. I am dead. I'm seeing pictures of this little dog. And the owners are like, no, she can't survive. She loves us too much. She wears clothes. And she her favorite color is pink. This dog is out there like, get me, suckers. I've got to get away from these people. This dog, as K-Note, is living her best life out in the wild. She don't got to wear no pink. She don't have to be, she's not a princess. She's like, I'm a killer. She's out there in the wild, a year and a half. This miniature Dachshund probably could outlast her owners in the wild. Just saying. It is hysterical that she was camping with her owners and that's when she went missing. And she's adorable. But they said she's, you know, the owners were like, oh, she doesn't like being left alone. It kind of sounds like she does.
Yeah, she prefers it.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like, I love dogs, but I don't know. Oh, really? Look how adorable she is. Her owner said, we left her in the pen with her bed and her water and a snuffle mat. She's got a snuffle mat and it's filled with treats. And she has dog toys. So we she had a big day because she was at the beach and she was swimming. And so we thought she'd be real tired. She's a dog. All right. Dogs do dog stuff. Dogs don't need snuffle mats. I love dogs. Yes, my dog has his own sofa. But like literally it's a miniature one. But this is ridiculous. I got to say, I think that dog ran away on purpose. Just hear me out. I think that this dog ran away on purpose. They said that when they were out camping, the dog went missing, that Good Samaritans were camping in the same area and they were concerned that she was going to get run over. I'm like, are you not protecting your dog? So they went to try to catch her, but they ended up chasing her into the bushland, is what they said. She's out there with snakes and dingoes and all this other stuff. And this dog is surviving. I can't. The owners tried to put out roast chicken for the dog and they didn't happen. That dog knows all your tricks. That dog's like, smells like a gourmet meal. That's them trying to get me. And is staying out in the wild. That dog would prefer to eat rotten dead animals than have your roast chicken. This dog, this story is everything. And the photos of this dog in the wild are cracking me up because you can barely see it. It's a little bitty tiny. It's a little bitty tiny dog out there in the wild just living her best life. I'm just dying at this story. And the owners are like, she's going to die. She can't survive without us. This is everything. I do think some people take their dog ownership a little too seriously.
Yeah.
You
say a little bit seriously, but I say mentally.
They're not kids. Mentally. I mean, I understand if you like to have, and as a woman, I can say this, women like to have things to nurture and be busy over and with, right? You know, does that make sense? Like women need to have little, they need to have something to be busy with. They need a little thing to take care of. I get that. And I think for some people, this fills that need and there's nothing wrong with it, but it just cracks me up that these people had zero confidence in this dog. This dog that they claim to know so well. That's in the wild. A camera took that photo. I'm just, look at it. This is so funny. Dog is so tiny. And they treated her like she was like completely incapable of existing without them. And now this dog's out there running around in the wild. This is an epitaph of society at large. This is what this is. There's nothing wrong with this dog. There's something wrong with the people that own the dog. They brought out gear for the dog like you would a baby. Like they did an interview with another interview with the woman who owns it. And she was saying, oh, yeah, well, she had her little playpen. And, you know, she had her a couple of different toys, her snuffle mat. And then she had this. And then she had her two. Oh, my gosh. It's a dog. It's not a baby. I love dogs. But come on. This dog hates you. It sounds like this dog hates them. This dog hates that woman and ran away. That dog ran straight away like, save me. Save me. That dog probably would rather be eaten by a dingo than have these people come and put more tutus on it. And I just can't. I can't. It's just cracking me up.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.